Hey guys, welcome to Talk, Talk, and More Talk with K to the A to the Y to the C to the E to the E.
Hey guys, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good day, good night. Whatever time you're listening to this is, it's another episode of Talk, Talk, and More Talk. And yeah, it's your host K to the A to the Y to the C to the E to the E to the E. And if you're still single by this time that you're listening to this, I think it's safe to say that you're still going to be single on Valentine's Day. So welcome to the club, right? I mean, it's the thing is that it's a necessary club, so to say, because see, the things that this club does is noble in the sense that if everybody is dating someone on Valentine's Day, then who is going to be saying the aww and like saying the God when? Like, if we all have relationships, think about it. If we all have relationships, then it will almost just be like a competition. Like, you post what your man did or what your woman did, then I post what my man did or what my woman did. It's almost like we're battling each other, you know. So you need the spectators, you need the single people, you know, to be the ones that would be, you know, ogling over your partner's gift to you and all of that. So we're taking a noble cause. We are forsaking love just so we can help you guys make your posts, you know, have more like, I don't know what's the right word to classify this thing, but you get what I'm saying. Like, we're making the ultimate sacrifice, sacrificing our love just so that, you know, we can God went on your posts and, you know, make you feel like what you have is so pure, you know, that kind of thing, and that there's nothing else like it, right? Anyway, that's still, it's still like less than a month away anyway. But I mean, once January ends, I feel like it's just a few days to Valentine's Day. Just because, you know, January's days are not regular, not really the 24 hours you think they are. So you might think you have 1 week left in January, but 1 week of January is like 4 weeks of February, sort of. So the reason we all gathered here today, right, is to hear the reason why I'm single. Right, I mean, I just gave one of the reasons being that I have to lead the club of those that would God went on you guys post, you know, and, you know, retweet or repost your lovey dovey images or like your what's the word they use in movies, big acts or whatever that they do, whether sending flowers to your office or sending food to your office or sending small chops so that your friends, your single friends, can eat with you, sending roses, littering hotel floors with roses for the poor staff members to come and clean up, or like, I don't know, doing stuff in the sky, writing stuff on the beach. People come up with a lot of innovative ways to show the person they are with that they love them. And by people, I mean men, because let's be real, it's men that are doing most of these things. So that's a topic for another day, right? Maybe that's a February 1st topic, maybe. But we are gathered here to know why I'm still single, right? That's one reason. That's one reason you might think. Another reason you might think I'm still single is you probably think that I'm a player. But you would be wrong, because I'm not. I mean, I don't know how to disprove that one, Sha, but I'm going to be disproving a lot of things that you think are the reason I'm single. I mean, like I said, the first reason I gave is like 20% the reason why I'm single, but there is another reason that covers the 80%, like the major reason why I'm single, but that would come at the end of the episode. For now, I'll just disprove a lot of things you think might be the reason, right? To build up anticipation and then, you know, end on the actual reason. or the actual major reason. Since I said the minor reason in the beginning, at least not that wicked, I gave you like a tip of the iceberg and then, you know. So, it's not because I'm a player. I'm not. I'm a lover boy, sweet boy. I don't do that kind of thing, right? That's not the reason I'm single. You might think another reason that I am single is because you might think it's because I don't know, I have a spiritual wife or something. I don't know the percentage of people that think that one, sha. But it's wrong. I'm not engaged to any marine spirit or any astrophysical being or subconscious human or whatever the right term for that kind of thing might be. I'm not. You might think I'm single because I'm trying to become a chief priest. That's a chief. Become a priest, right? Become a priest. That's like a reverend father. I don't want to be any of that. I don't know. I don't even know if my denomination has that, but at least in my denomination, the ministers still get married, allowed to have wives anyway. So I'm not trying to be married to Jesus, mostly because he has the male pronoun, so I don't know how being married to him might even look. It feels weird, you know. We can be brothers, mm-hmm. Since his father is my father. Yeah, I think we're more like brothers, not married to him. Right. You might think another reason I'm single. Bear with me. I haven't really thought of all the reasons, thought them through, because I'm not in your minds. I'm just trying to think what else could somebody think is the reason, or what have people said. Think I'm single because I'm a loner. I guess some people have that notion that I am a loner. As funny as that might sound, I mean, I have indoor tendencies, I guess, but that's not the reason I'm single. It's not because I'm a loner. Even Mark Zuckerberg has a wife, and he was like the lonerest of all loners, you know. Yet he found someone, you know, right? Well, I see, because he's so wealthy, I guess. But I don't think that is what it is that made him find love. I don't think it was the money. But what I'm trying to say is that it's not because I'm a loner that I am single. God, I'm having second doubts. Should I release this secret to the world? Because that is what I'm doing if I publish this episode. I'm revealing it to the world. Anybody can go at any point in time and listen to this. I don't know. Am I comfortable sharing this? So, okay, that's not the reason I'm single. You might think the reason I'm single is because I'm asexual or the asexual. I don't know the right pronunciation, but I am not asexual. You know, asexual beings are beings that don't have romantic feelings for the opposite gender, or any gender, actually, homo or hetero. So they just are fine with themselves. They're fine with themselves. It's not like they have romantic feelings for themselves, but like they don't have for any gender, so they're just fine. They don't have such inclinations, so to say. That's a thing, actually. It's a thing. But I am not that. I promise you that I have romantic inclinations for the opposite gender, right? I'm not asexual or asexual, you know. I'm straight. Anyway, what else could they think is the reason why I'm single? Because I think it's because I'm scared to fall in love. I don't know. Maybe you might think it is that, but it is not that. I mean, I'm not a preacher of love anyway. You said the love of Christ, I guess, but I'm not scared of love. What is love anyway? But that is not the reason. Let me not say I don't think, because I'm disproving things here, so I can't be saying I don't think. That is not the reason that I am single. It's not fear of love. It's not fear of breakfast, you know. It's none of that. Breakfast should come. I'll eat. I'm trying to add weight, Seth. So it's not fear of love. It's not any of that, right? What else? You might think the reason I'm single is because... what else could it be? Scared of commitment. That's similar to scared of love, isn't it? I don't think. So I think that's a lot similar to scared of love, commitment, love. But to be fair, the argument is commitment is easy because you can actually, there are different kinds of relationship, right? There are polyamorous relationships, so you don't even have to be single. You could be like polyamy or polygamy, if that's something you're into. If you don't want to commit to one person, you can commit to several people, you know. There are options for that. So I don't even know if that one is even a reason, you know, in a sense, now that I think of it. Is that a sense? Anyway, not sure I'm releasing this episode, man. But if I do release it, then I don't know. I'll just release it codedly. Anyway, so now for the real reason. Is it time to say the real reason why I'm single? Okay, I think it's time. I can't really think of... I had a lot of thoughts initially, but somehow they've kind of vanished on the reasons that I was going to disprove. But you can... if you think you know the reason... I mean, you don't know the reason anymore because I would say the reason now. But I would have said you could... say, or you could send the reason you think I'm single. I mean, you could still send if after my reason you think that is not the reason. If you think you know the real reason, then cool. I think you know me better than I know myself. Anyway, so the real reason, right? Drum roll. The real reason why I'm single, right? Wait for it. It's because I am a superhero. Yes, you heard that right. I am a superhero, and as is well known, superheroes don't get the girl, because getting the girl puts you and them at the, you know, it always ends badly. You know, because they can always use the girl against you, or like, you know, capture the girl, or, you know, that kind of thing. Like, think of Superman and Lois. Like, you can't eat your cake and have it. You can't be saving the world, you know, and be, you know, falling in love. Think of the Amazing Spider-Man. Like, think of not even just the Amazing. Think of the first Spider-Man. Think of which superhero do you guys know? Like, I'm saying only Marvel. Okay, no, I said Superman, right? Should that person fell in love? I'm trying to think in the Justice League. Those ones are not even into love. Let's go back to Marvel. Iron Man. I mean, he died at the end, so left his lover. Then who else had love? I guess in a way Captain America kind of had love at the end, but it was almost like in a way that they forced it, because really he was never going to have love. He missed his chance at love until they now went and did time travel, which is like just cheating, really. So because in the chronological sense of things, he did not get to have love. But that time travel thing just really messes with everything. Anyway, and then, like, see, just think of any superhero, man. You can't really, like, fall in love. It's too risky. It's way too risky. Puts you at a disadvantage, right? Puts you at a serious disadvantage. So that's really the reason why I am single, right? Superhero business. Oh, you might be wondering, like, what is my superpower, right? What is my superpower, right? So... and I would be asking you, if you're wondering what is Batman's superpower? What is Batman's superpower? I mean, tell me. Some people would say enormous wealth now, as if that is a superpower. Just having money. How can having plenty of money be a superpower? Well, fine, okay. If having enormous wealth is a superpower, then I think enormous poverty or brokenness should be a superpower too, because I need money. I need money, and as broke as I am, I think that can be my superpower. I've been using it to fight crime in ways that I can. I've been using it. So anytime you see that thing and you're like, oh, thank God for this, this person did. I've been helping out, like the friendly neighborhood guy. I just don't like to receive the praise, you know. I just like to stay low-key. So I've been doing my bit to keep the community safe and, you know, happy and all of that. But I don't need your reward. My reward is in heaven. So I don't need to have a superpower to be a superhero, as plenty of people have clearly shown. I mean, even aside Batman, look at Hawkeye shooting an arrow, Green Arrow shooting an arrow, Natasha, just a regular human. So many of them are just regular humans. Falcon, just a regular human that they gave a flying suit, just a pilot. So I don't really need a superpower. In fact, I would argue that being without a superpower makes you more of a hero than those with power, because those with power have an edge now, so it's almost easier for them. But you're having to brave the odds, you know, and yet still delivering. Like, come on. Doesn't mean I like Batman, though. That guy still sucks. But anyway, so that's really the reason. That's the 80% reason why I'm still single. So I think until my superheroing days are over, I will most likely be single. You see, another noble answer as the first one of being a spectator for you guys that are having your Valentine thingy. Like, I'm just, this, the nobility is too much. It's too much. But what can I do? It's just how I am. It's just how I was made, you know. My middle name should be nobility. But that's not what's on my birth certificate. But yeah, it's a wrap. That's why I'm still single. So good luck to you guys, you know, that are prepping for 14th next month. So hopefully she doesn't tell you of her monthly visitor that night, or tell you something, or she doesn't cancel last minute, or I don't know. People that have plans, your plans will fail. They won't fail. No, they shouldn't fail, though. So that we can do all online. Your plans won't fail. I'm just joking. Your plans won't fail. And we need the ons, and we need you guys to support small businesses and patronize them, because they need to sell and money needs to enter the economy. So with the highest population in Africa, imagine if you have the highest population in Africa, then we'll probably have the highest population of lovers in Africa. So, like, you know, this is like a time for businesses to sell stuff based on this Valentine in season that we're about to enter. So yeah, I think maybe I'll drop a few tips if you're wondering, you know, how to afford packages. Not that I sell any anyway, but just to help you guys out and show you that I believe in what you're doing. I'll probably find and make like recommendations what you can get to not break the bank, or if it's the bank you actually want to break, then well, I would also make something for that, you know, just because I'm noble like that. So see ya.